Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss selling opportunities.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. The market's got challenges. We've talked about those a little bit, supply side challenges. Let's talk from the seat of a seller who's looking to enter this market and talk about the opportunities and how to maximize those.
Well, it's interesting. If you've decided that you no longer need or like the place that you own, it's a great time because you can offer it for sale. And as long as it's priced properly to begin with, you can get an unbelievably high offer relative to what you would have had 18 to 24 months ago.
You definitely want to begin with the end in mind and make sure that you're going to land successfully and likely as you expect to in a time frame that's realistic, not just for the 1031 exchange, but you've got to really make sure that you can start to grab on to the next opportunity and understand what that will be before you let go of what you've got.
You really need to focus on that. And if you're dealing with a real estate professional, they're going to cause you to think about that. And you might say, oh, that's down the road. No. In a short market, in a market with not a great amount of inventory, you need to nail down where you're going unless you just decide, hey, I am going to live in assisted living or I'm going to live in a whatever, a rental property. There's nothing wrong with that. But I would secure that rental property and know exactly what it's going to cost, as well as assisted living and so forth, and then make your move. It's a great time to liquidate and build up a huge cash reserve to support your lifestyle for a number of years in the future.
You know, Bob, we talk about the tax-deferred exchange and how to move it forward all the time. Is there ever a time that you are done deferring and you pay the piper and you do something more different with your life?
Yep, absolutely. In fact, that would have been a time that would have started, if you'd looked at the nominees for president, one favors the elimination of the 1031. The other one favors the continuation of the 1031. So if you're thinking in terms of an exchange, you better be moving awfully quickly. If the one who does not favor the 1031 is elected, it would take, though, I would guess the better part of a year to eliminate the 1031. So you would have a breathing period, but boy, don't drag your feet.
I think that what you've got to do is look at your agenda, your personal agenda, the time frames you have remaining on this earth and with your partner and the plans that you have in a way that is a little more selfish today than you have in the past.
That makes sense to me.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.